Joy Johnson Wilson does not mince words when talking about the fate of national health reform.
I firmly believe that the success of health care reform hinges on states.
Wilson is with the National Conference of State Legislatures and thinks the stakes are high, so states better be ready. State responsibility for regulating insurance will be shared with the feds, and Medicaid will expand to a group that Wilson says may not think of itself as eligible for government health insurance.
Medicaid is now essentially not a welfare program. It is our first piece for our health care system.
Wisconsin is ahead of other states in this regard. It's already expanded Medicaid, offering it to those at or below 200% of the poverty level. Medicaid will have to be compatible with the new marketplace called exchanges. At a panel discussion in Madison, AFL-CIO President David Newby pushed for regional, not state exchanges. He also questioned whether reform will reduce the nation's health costs, since many Americans will continue to get insurance through work.
What kind of legislation do we need as follow-up? And is there the political will soon enough to be able to implement further reforms that actually are going to drive costs down?
While supporters of reform are looking ahead, critics are looking back, planning how to repeal and replace a law they don't like. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.